OJB's podcast, 28th of June 2017, Making Us Smart. Many people think the internet is making us dumb. They think we don't use our memory anymore because all the information we need is on the web in places like Wikipedia. They think we don't get exposed to a variety of ideas because we only visit places which already hold the same views as we do. And they think we spend too much time on social media discussing what we had for breakfast. Is any of this stuff true? Well, in some cases it is. Some people live very superficial lives in the virtual world, but I suspect those same people are just naturally superficial and act exactly the same way in the real world. For example, very few people before the internet became popular remembered a lot of facts. Back then, some people owned the print version of Encyclopedia Britannica, and presumably these were people who valued knowledge because the print version wasn't cheap. But a survey run by the company found that the average owner only used that reference once per year. If they only refer to an encyclopedia once a year, it doesn't give them much to remember, really, does it? Today I probably refer to Wikipedia multiple times a day. Sure, I don't remember many of the details of what I've read, but I do tend to get a good overview of the subject I'm researching, or get a specific fact for a specific purpose. And finding a subject in Wikipedia is super easy. Generally it only takes a few seconds, compared with much longer looking in an index, choosing the right volume and finding the correct page of a print encyclopedia. Plus, Wikipedia has easy-to-use linking between subjects. Often a search for one subject leads down a long, interesting path to another, related topic, which I might never learn about otherwise. Finally, it's always up to date. The print version was usually years old, but I have found information in Wikipedia which refers to an event which happened just hours before I looked. So it seems to me that we have a far richer and more accessible information source now than we have ever had in the past. I agree that Wikipedia is susceptible to a certain extent to false or biased information, but how often does that really happen? Very rarely in my experience, and a survey done a few years back indicated the number of errors in Wikipedia was fairly similar to Britannica, which is also a web-based source now, by the way. Do we find ourselves misremembering details or completely forgetting something we have just seen on the internet? Sure, but that isn't much to do with the source. It's because the human brain is not a very good memory device. If it was true that we are remembering less, and I don't think it is, that might even be a good thing because it means that we have to get information from a reliable source instead. And it's not even that this is a new thing. Warnings about how new technologies are going to make us dumb go back many years. A similar argument was made when mass production of books became possible. Few people would agree with that argument now, and few people will agree with it being applied to the internet in future. What about the variety of ideas issue? Well, people who only interact with sources that tell them what they want to believe online would very likely do the same thing offline. If someone is a fundamentalist Christian, for example, they're very unlikely to be in many situations where they'll be exposed to the view of atheists or Muslims. They just wouldn't spend much time with people like that. In fact, again, there might be a greater chance to be exposed to a wider variety of views online, although I do agree that the echo chambers of like-minded opinion like Facebook and other sites often tend to be a problem. And a similar argument applies to the presumption that most discussion online is trivial. I often hear people say something like, "I don't use Twitter because I don't care what someone had for breakfast." When I ask how much time they'd spent on Twitter, I am not surprised to hear that it is usually zero. Just to give a better idea of what value can come from social media, here is the topic of a few top entries in my current Twitter feed. I learned that helium is the only element that was discovered in space before it was found on Earth. I already knew that because I'm an amateur astronomer, but it's an interesting fact anyway. New Scientist reported that the ozone layer recovery will be delayed by chemical leaks, and it had a link if I wanted details. ZDNet, a computer news and information site, tweeted the title of an article, "Why I'm Still Surprised the iPhone Didn't Die," and again there was a link to the article. New Scientist also tweeted that a study showed that urban house finches use fibres from cigarette butts in their nests to deter parasites. Where else would you get such valuable insights? Guardian Science reported that scientists explain rare phenomenon of nocturnal sun. I'll probably read that one later. ZDNet reported the latest malware program with the headline, "A massive cyber attack is hitting organisations around the world." I had already read that article. Oxford Dictionaries tweeted a link to an article about 33 incredible words ending in "ible" and "able." I'll read that and add that to my list of interesting English words. The Onion, a satirical online news site, tweeted a very useful article for tips for choosing the right pet, including advice such as, consider a rabbit for a cuddly, low-cost pet you can test your shampoo on. Friedrich Nietzsche tweeted, five easy pentacles. Yes, I doubt this person is related to the real philosopher, and I also have no idea what it means. Greenpeace NZ, linked to an article, read the new report into how intensive livestock farming could be endangering our health, with a link to the report. Otago Philosophy tweeted that Otago philosopher James McLaren, taking part in the Driverless Future panel session at the Institute of Public Works Engineering Conference, with a link. I don't see a lot of trivial drivel about breakfast there, and where else would I get such an amazing collection of interesting stuff? Sure, I get that because I choose to follow organisations and people like science magazines, philosophers and computer news sources, but there is clearly nothing inherently useless about Twitter. So is the internet making us dumb? Well, like any tool or source, if someone is determined to be misinformed and ignorant, the internet can certainly help. But it's also the greatest invention of modern times, the greatest repository of information humanity has ever had, and something that, when treated with appropriate respect, will make you smart, not dumb.